Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Senate failing in a sixth vote to end the shutdown. More than 750,000 government workers remain furloughed for an eighth day. Former FBI Director James Comey pleaded not guilty at his arraignment in federal court. Comey indicted on charges of lying to Congress and obstruction of justice in 2020 testimony related to the leaks in the Hillary email Clinton probe. The former prosecutor had earlier indicated there was not enough evidence to warrant charges and was replaced.
The president has been critical of Comey for a decade now. He blames him for the Russia investigation, and we know that he has put public pressure on the attorney general. Remember, it was late last month when he said to reporters, we have to act fast. If they're not guilty, that's fine. He said if they are guilty, they should be charged.
ABC's Karen Travers. In Los Angeles County, authorities announcing the arrest of a man suspected of igniting the blaze that became the Palisades firestorm that killed 12 people and destroyed thousands of homes and businesses. This is ABC News.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Breaking news today, Microsoft has reportedly pulled its plans for a huge data center in Caledonia after protests from residents. That's according to a story from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The company was working to build a big data center on a property owned by We Energies. The village board had approved an initial proposal, but still needed more rounds of approval. Residents said the project could affect the community's environment, traffic, and rural character, while village officials said it would boost the local tax base, supporting schools and public safety. A Microsoft spokesperson told the Journal Sentinel they could still try to build somewhere else in Caledonia or Racine County. The company is still planning another data center in Mount Pleasant at the former Foxconn site. And Madison's independent police monitor has resigned. The work of the office has struggled to get off the ground, as has the work of the Police Civilian Oversight Board. They were both started in 2020 after years of discussion. They were designed to provide civilian oversight to the police department and handle complaints. After over a year and a half without any staff, Robin Copley was chosen as the monitor in December 2022. Since then, she hired two employees and went on medical leave. When that happened, work stalled again. Last year, during the budget process, city finance leaders and elected officials questioned the office's success since Copley took the job. It took about 2 years for Copley's office to produce a complaint form for residents who had grievances against the police department. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway even proposed axing the effort entirely. After a meeting of the Police Civilian Oversight Board, Copley has resigned. She wrote a letter citing severe health issues. Now, the board will look for an interim monitor to fill the role in the meantime while they search for a permanent replacement. They cannot be the same person. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Brewers and Cubs in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 3 of the NLDS. After two wins in Milwaukee, Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked what is he expecting from the Cubs fans at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to be here a number of times in the last 10 years. I know how great this crowd can be, how impactful it can be, just like ours were the last two games.
Right-hander Quinn Priester on the mound for the Brewers on facing the Cubs.
They know what they're going to get. We know what we're going to get. And it's just, you know, go to battle. And just, we're going to keep punching back. They're going to keep punching, see who comes out on top. And if we play our style of baseball and we execute the way we can execute on the mound at the plate, we're really confident in our team.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the Bengals Sunday. Cincinnati making a trade, sending a fifth-round pick to the Browns for veteran quarterback Joe Flacco. The Bengals losing three in a row with backup Jake Browning after Joe Burrow had toe surgery. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Enjoy your Wednesday afternoon. A light northeast wind and tons of sunshine. Highs of the lower 60s. Tonight, clear and chilly with upper 30s expected. On Thursday, another pleasant day. In fact, it will be warmer. Sunshine and upper 60s. It's 57 at our studios.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you've been to a Wisconsin sports event, especially a football game, you've heard his voice.
First and 10, Wisconsin.
That's Badger Public Address announcer Mike Mankey. Join us Friday afternoon at 2:30 as we catch up with the Badger legend during UW Homecoming Week. How does he come up with those iconic calls?
Wrong day!
And what are his best Badger moments? Join us for a conversation with Mike Mankey Friday at 2:30 on the Todd Allball Show.
The John and Gordy Show.
Right now, we have Paul Soglin on the line, former Madison mayor.
Gordy and I are kind of apolitical. We just want to up.
Well,
Paul. but here's the thing. Now, and I say that only because we want to come up with solutions to the problems. We don't want to just call them names.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Todd Allbaugh.
As the government remains shut down, what solutions are in sight, if any, and the political fallout in Wisconsin? We'll discuss it with Trigby Olson, the Lincoln Project, and Pat Kraitlow. Next time, join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
WMDX, where even the weather has opinions.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
For the third hour of our program, an interesting little bit here that's kind of flown under the national press's radar, but I want to put on yours. Trump originally tried to mobilize the Oregon National Guard to come in here and help ICE and, you know, whatever, militarize the city and stop us from voting or whatever he's up to. The Brigadier General, his name is Alan R. Groenewald, of the Oregon National Guard, the senior most officer, the guy who runs the Oregon National Guard full time. This is his job. He's a general. He wears the whole general outfit. He's got the star on his shoulders, the whole bit. Testified before a Senate committee in the Oregon State Senate last week. And this is what he had to say.
And America and to protect Oregonians.
Let's try that again. I think we have the reason.
Men and women they serve two purposes. One, to defend America, and two, to protect Oregonians. And so by serving in this mission, they will be protecting any protesters at the ICE facility. That's my desire. Now, to answer your question, full force is not a doctrinal term that the Army uses. So I'm not sure exactly what that means, and I don't want to speculate as to what level of force they will be allowed to use.
There you go. That's the head, the Brigadier General in charge of the Oregon National Guard. He says, if we get called up, our job is to protect Oregonians. That's what the National Guard does in the state of Oregon, Army National Guard. So if we get called up, we will be protecting the protesters. Donald Trump has to be just hysterical. Meanwhile, Texas cops have used 83,000 cameras. This is, and they tried to hide it. They tried to cover it up. This is just nuts. This woman had an abortion. Her boyfriend found out about it, or perhaps it's her husband. They're separated. It's her partner. Yeah, it's not her husband. He found out about it. He threatened her at gunpoint. She called the police. He's being prosecuted for violence against his friend, his girlfriend. And he discovered that 2 weeks earlier she had had an abortion. So he hooks up with a Texas cop who apparently is also has a history of being abusive. And this is from Jessica Valenti and Kylie Chung's newsletter, jessica.substack.com. Abortion every day. Texas police, I'll just read it straight up because it's just mind-boggling. Texas police tried to track down an abortion patient using an automatic license plate reader, ALPR, accessing more than 83,000 cameras all across the United States. The Johnson County Sheriff's Office told reporters this was not a criminal investigation, not a criminal investigation, but a missing persons case, claiming that the search was about her safety. And the company, there's this company that runs these 83,000 privatized license plate reading cameras all over the country. It's called Flock. And they said that the initial reporting that they were trying to track down this woman to prosecute her for having had an abortion was, quote, unequivocally false and clickbait-driven reporting. To no one's surprise, they were full of crap. New reporting from 404 Media and the Electronic Frontier Foundation confirms that police were trying to locate this woman with the goal of prosecuting her after having opened a death investigation into her abortion. When the journalist pointed this out, the police started trying to cover their tracks. Perhaps worst of all, this investigation was prompted by the woman's abusive partner, a man who threatened her at gunpoint before turning her into police over her abortion. Adam King is the Johnson County Sheriff, and he lied to the reporters. He said, apparently lied. He said her family was worried that she was going to bleed to death, and we were trying to find her to get her to a hospital. But an incident report and an affidavit shows the case was a death investigation for a non-viable fetus, and the abortion had taken place 2 weeks earlier. She was just fleeing an abusive boyfriend. King, the sheriff, who was trying to snatch her and who searched 83,000 cameras across the United States, claimed the woman, quote, was not under investigation at any point. But, Jessica Valenti reports, police collected evidence related to the woman's abortion, like text messages, photos, and the envelope that her abortion pills arrived in. They also went to the district attorney's office about prosecuting the woman. But when the news came out, the police tried to cover their tracks. Sheriff King told reporters, there's no big conspiracy there to be the abortion police. But after the story hit the press, his office retroactively created a supplemental report. Flock, the company that runs the cameras all over the country, they tried to PR their way out of this. Again, quoting Jessica Valenti, co-founder Garrett Langley slammed reporters in a blog post claiming that it was unequivocally false that this was a case about abortion. He later told Forbes that police searched for the woman because there was concern from a family member. The family member was the abusive boyfriend. Just last week, and Jessica knows, just last week, Pregnancy Justice reported that there have been over 400 pregnancy-related arrests since the Dobbs decision. Women who have either abortions or miscarriages are getting arrested in America, 400 of them so far. Pay attention. This is wild, wild stuff. Meanwhile, the recession may already be upon us. 21 states are already in recession. There's another 13 states that are wobbling. California is one of them. This is the result, by and large, of Donald Trump's tariffs and his increased tax cuts for billionaires and raising taxes on average working people. The average American family is going to spend about $2,600 a year more this year than they did last year because so many goods are subject to Donald Trump's tariffs. Trump is out there bragging about, hey, we brought in $1 trillion. Actually, he's been saying, we brought in $14 trillion from these tariffs, which is a complete lie. There's nothing, not even close. You know, they brought in maybe $1 billion or $2 billion, but whatever. It's all come out of the pockets of you and me. American consumers and American companies pay the tariffs. He says, oh, we put a tariff on China. No, you didn't. You put a tariff on Americans who buy goods from China. Oh, we put a tariff on Europe. No, you didn't. You put a tariff on Americans and American companies who buy goods from Europe. Oh, we put a 50% tariff on India and Brazil because I don't like the way they're behaving. You didn't put a tariff on India and Brazil. You put a tariff on Americans and American companies who buy things from India and Brazil. Now, as you know, I am a fan of tariffs as part of a comprehensive industrial policy, a manufacturing policy for our country. But not this way. This guy he doesn't understand what he's doing. He doesn't understand basic economics. He's bumbling this thing terribly, and he's throwing the country into a recession. Meanwhile, his popularity is absolutely in the crapper. It's down into the 30s. Americans are sick and tired of it. They don't like the goons, the thugs in our streets. They don't like their tax dollars being used to build more private prisons that are enriching Republican donors. And they don't like these high prices. They're exploding. Beef, eggs, everything.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Now, how the shutdown may get canceled and how Portland is responding to the... This is hysterical. Responding to ICE. I'll tell you about that right after this.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Allure Intimate Apparel redefines what it means to feel confident, celebrating every woman, every shape, and every size. Their expert bra fit specialists offer a refined, pressure-free experience designed for comfort, beauty, and ease. Bra, sleepwear, swim, and lingerie, Allure has it all. With a personalized touch and a commitment to service, Allure helps you feel supported every single day. Visit Allure's new location in the Hilldale Shopping Center, where bra fittings are their focus. Visit AllureFits.com. That's AllureFits.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported recently on a Maine ballot initiative pushing restrictions on voter ID and mail-in voting. Then mysteriously, on September 30th, 250 unmarked absentee ballots from Ellsworth, Maine showed up in an Amazon package 40 miles away. The plot thickens. Maine Secretary of State Shenna Bellows announced that both Maine authorities and the FBI were investigating. Ellsworth's town clerk received two boxes of mail ballots September 30th and notified the Secretary of State's Election Division that one box was missing 250 unmarked mail-in ballots and that the box's security tape had been altered. 40 miles away, a Newburgh, Maine resident reported receiving an Amazon package which included her order and the missing 250 ballots. The resident brought the ballots to the Newburgh town clerk, who notified the Elections Division at 8 a.m. October 1st. But that day, pictures of the resident's beat-up and retaped Amazon box surfaced on social media, with messages decrying Maine's election integrity. The conservative Maine Wire news blog quoted the resident as saying, "I am greatly concerned for our state and its voting requirements." GOP legislators seized on the missing ballots as proof that question one should be passed. Secretary of State Bellows remarked, "To any bad actor involved, you will be caught and you will be punished." We've linked to the local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. You think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free?
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
We'll be right back.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
Goldwater stood on principles even when the stakes were great. But now the truth's been buried under shadows cold and sly. A party lost its compass to the needle of the lie. The GOP's addiction to the lie. Selling poison to the people while the truth just walks on by. What once was conviction has withered and died. All that's left is the fire hose. The GOP's addiction to the lie. Reagan spun his stories, Bush twisted WMDs.
21 minutes past the hour. So Robert Reich pointed this out a couple days ago. I was unaware of this. I didn't realize that the last shutdown, which lasted 35 days in 2019, Donald Trump actually wanted that shutdown. It was his shutdown. He was trying to force the Democrats to go along with providing funding for the border wall down on in Mexico. He ultimately, when the shutdown didn't work, ultimately just basically took money out of the Defense Department. He took money away from upgrading military housing. The houses where the GIs live, a lot of them, were rotting or they had rats or they had, whatever. And there was a major project to upgrade military housing around the country. And he took that money and used it to build his wall. Because he couldn't do the shutdown. Well, how did the shutdown end? It ended when the air traffic controllers stopped showing up for work after a month. They just said, okay, that's it. We've lost two paychecks now. We're not gonna miss any more. You're going to put us back to work. You're going to start paying us again. So now we've got yesterday over 6,000 air traffic delays. The Hollywood Burbank Airport in California, not staffed by air traffic control. And Jimmy Kimmel, in fact, making jokes about it last night. The Newark, Phoenix, and Denver airports all experiencing problems. And now Trump is talking about not even giving back pay to the air traffic controllers and TSA people because he's pissed off at federal workers in general because, hey, they're federal workers. Wild stuff. Meanwhile, here in Portland, this is crazy. Stephen Miller tweets, "It's a war zone." And Portland responds, "No, it's a party. You didn't recognize it because you've never been invited to one. What is it? We have furries dancing on the street in Portland." I mean, people in furry costumes, in big animal costumes, out in front of the ICE building, or next door to it, actually, because the front of it has been blocked off by the Portland Police Department. Because they don't want, confrontation. And so we're having a block party. If you're watching us on TV, the Nate is playing it right now, over my shoulder, the video of it. And Courtney Vaughn on Blue Sky, CourtneyVaughn, bluesky.social, has the video over on Blue Sky. And it's hysterical. And then Stephen Miller comes out and says it's a war zone. And now the people in Portland are like, no, it's this dream on, buddy. Meanwhile, hundreds of Texas National Guard soldiers are being gathered in a federal facility outside of Chicago. We had a judge, a federal judge here in Oregon, who was appointed by Donald Trump, said, no, there is no emergency in Portland. Furries are not an emergency, Donald. Seriously. And no, there's not litter boxes in our schools either. It's just, this is crazy. But anyhow, furries are not an emergency. You don't have to send in the troops. But the judge in Chicago, in Illinois, said, you don't have to send in the troops, but I'm going to let you do it until this thing goes to the appeals court next week. So Trump is moving the Texas National Guard up to Illinois. Why? Because he wants people from a different state to be turning their guns on the people in Illinois. They will be coming in, a lot of these, probably the vast majority of these young men in the Texas National Guard have never been outside of Texas, or certainly have not been to Illinois or Chicago, and they're thinking of Chicago the way that it's portrayed on Fox so-called news, which is, you know, it's a war zone, it's lawless. I mean, maybe they've been watching Chicago PD, you know, the old episodes, which, by the way, it's a great show. Louise, I binge watched it. You know, the old episodes where the cops are beating up people and all, you know, it's just the rough streets of Chicago. But even that, you know, doesn't, you know, it still portrays Chicago as a really nice place. It's just got some bad characters. But anyhow, this is sad. So the federal judge is letting it happen in Chicago. And we'll see. How is Governor Pritzker going to respond to this? How is the mayor of Chicago going to respond to this? How are the Chicago police going to respond to this? Will Governor Pritzker mobilize the Illinois National Guard? And will the commander of the Illinois National Guard say the same thing you heard on this program? The commander, the Brigadier General Commander of the Oregon National Guard, say, well, my job is to protect Oregonians. I will defend the protesters, not ICE. Would the Illinois National Guard Brigadier General, who runs their Army National Guard, say the same thing? I don't know. Be interesting to ask him that question. But furries? Oh my God, there's furries! Stephen Miller is just getting, well, he's a little, since he's lost his fur on the top, I guess maybe that's it. What do you think?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I will get your thoughts after the break. We'll pick up your call. Stay with us. If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slow their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On tomorrow's show, we're going to be talking to Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils and Jim Santel, some legal advice.
I can't wait, and I'll be here. I'm Catherine, and for Gordy, who is in Portland ice fishing.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison may be getting a new ambulance crew. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway has been unveiling parts of her operating budget proposal for next year, and now she's announced it will include another ambulance company. Madison is growing by nearly 5,000 people each year, and that's increased calls to the fire department. The mayor says firefighters and EMS are getting almost double the number of calls they were 20 years ago.
Last year alone, Madison Fire Department responded to close to 44,000 incidents across our community. EMS calls accounted for 67% of these incidents. It's about 30,000 requests for ambulances each year, and the demand is just growing. There were more than 200 times last year when every single one of our ambulances was out responding to a call. And we have several units who are approaching 5,000 runs per year. That's not sustainable as our community continues to grow.
Her proposal would fund another ambulance and 9 full-time paramedics. The mayor's budget proposal will now be considered by the City Finance Committee and finally by the Common Council. Meanwhile, Madison is getting a big loan to deal with contamination on the former Oscar Mayer site. The Department of Natural Resources is lending the city more than $1.3 million to clean up properties around the area. They were used to store fuel oil and as a coal yard, and now there's contamination in the soil. These loans will help pay to clean out that contamination, which allows for new development. Eventually, there will be more buildings there. The mayor says thanks to this loan, they can start the process to build what will become home to hundreds of Madisonians. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Enjoy your Wednesday afternoon. A light northeast wind and tons of sunshine. Highs of the lower 60s. Tonight, clear and chilly with upper 30s expected. On Thursday, another pleasant day. In fact, it will be warmer. Sunshine and upper 60s. It's 57 at our studios.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you've been to a Wisconsin sports event, especially a football game, you've heard his voice.
First and 10, Wisconsin.
That's Badger Public Address announcer Mike Mankey. Join us Friday afternoon at 2:30 as we catch up with the Badger legend during UW Homecoming Week. How does he come up with those iconic calls?
Run day!
And what are his best Badger moments? Join us for a conversation with Mike Mankey Friday at 2:30 on the Todd Allball Show.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Heather Williams, she's president of the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee.
We have our spotlight races. We share them on our website. You can head to dlcc.org. And they are excellent places for people who want to get involved. And frankly, who know that we are not going to win this election on vibes. Like, we have to get out and do the work. And we must communicate with our neighbors, with our community. We must show up for people. Not only do they deserve it, but they expect it.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'll be joined by Emily Cherniak, founder and executive director of New Politics, an organization designed to help build the Democratic pipeline of candidates who are truly ready to lead.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Thank you so much for all of your support. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag You're It. This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, a runny nose, and a cough. You know your body, you know you're getting sick, and your choices are you can tough it out, get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care, get sit in a room getting coughed down by a bunch of sick people. Or you can open your emergency medical kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit, and they're great for traveling, by the way. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. And then when you check out, use the promo code Tom to get that $45 discount. urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
Working hard, they've got their eyes on your schoolyard. Forget about wages or Medicare. There's a kid in a tail, and that just ain't fair. While billionaires are skipping tax, and bridges crumble, roads collapse, Stand Gerd stands proud and bold to fight the menace 12 years old. The furry crisis, sound the alarm. A kid just barked, bring in the National Guard. I fix the grid or raise the wage when a child mowed out on a classroom stage. This is war. State. Forget your rent, your shrinking
base. So we've got a furry invasion here in Portland. Oh my God, the furries showed up at ICE. In fact, yesterday, Kristi Noem was here in town. You will recall, those of you who listened to the program yesterday, around this time of day, in the third hour of the show, I was saying to my Portland, listeners, we're on the air here on X-Ray FM, which is the local FM station that carries our show. I was saying, don't go to ICE. Just stay away. You know, what's the old song from the 60s? Remember that from, I think it was like 1967, something like that. What if they gave a war and no one came? Well, that's what Kristi Noem tried to do. She tried to come here and start a war. And she thought that coming to Portland with her boyfriend, Corey Lewandowski, would, create enough of a furor among the anarchists and the communists and the radical left here in Portland that we would all show up and firebomb ICE or something. No. So the video that was on the news last night, there were two clips. One clip, which was the Fox clip. They snatched some Mexican guy driving a car, right? And he didn't speak English. And so Kristi Noem is interrogating him through an ICE guy who speaks Spanish through a translator. And he's like, well, yeah, I guess I am a sex offender. Yeah, I've been back to Mexico 5 times. They keep deporting me. I keep coming. So she got her clip for Fox News. It wasn't really the clip she wanted, though, because I think what she wanted was a building on fire or something, But anyhow, the clip that we saw here in Portland, the one that, the Portland stations played, was she's standing up on top of the ICE building, looking down at the crowd in front of the ICE building here in Portland. It was 8 people, and one of them was wearing a chicken costume. And she's standing up there with her boyfriend, Corey Lewandowski, and looking at this going, huh? This is what I spent $1 million flying out here to Portland to have a press conference and hold a, and there's 8 people, and one of them's in a chicken costume? And then that night, last night, just a see you later, Kristi, the furries showed up, like a dozen of them, people in these, animal costumes. Welcome to Portland. The unofficial slogan for our city, I don't, maybe it's official, I don't know, is keep Portland weird. And it is true. This is, if you've ever seen the show Portlandia, it's not a comedy, it's a documentary. All right, so what's on your mind? Sean in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Hey, Sean, what's up?
Hey, Tom, let me get you off speaker. Yeah, you were just talking about what I had wanted to bring up. My son sent me the video last night, because he lives in Portland, of the Christy Nome on top of the ice building.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that makes me upset, well, I was happy that hardly anybody showed up.
Yeah.
But the thing that makes me upset is that she said that the people in Portland are uneducated and ill-informed.
I think we have probably one of the highest college graduate, you know, of any city our size. You know, we're only about 1 million people. I'm sure Cambridge beats us out in Massachusetts, but, you know, we've got several colleges here. And we've got one of the world's best medical schools, Oregon Health and Science University, OHSU, where one of my kids works. I mean, this is just a great place.
Well, and he loves it there.
Mm-hmm.
But the deal, I mean, it just made me angry, because
mm-hmm.
she's a piece of work,
yeah.
As I told Mateo.
Yeah.
And for her to talk about my son, you and Louise, everybody in Portland that way, she's got no clue.
Yeah, yeah, clearly.
And so,
or she's lying through her teeth. I believe it's the latter. I don't think she's that stupid. Trump might be that stupid,
Isn't
but
that
I don't think Christy Nome is.
Yeah, well, she's. It just made me angry, so that's why I wanted to give you a call.
Yeah.
And because, you know, my son's thinking about leaving the country.
Wow.
Yeah, and that makes me sad.
Mm-hmm.
And because
he's... Well, tell him not to give up. Tell him I said hi. Portland's a great town, you know. If he's here, he's safe. This is a safe town.
Yeah, he's been there for 2.5 years,
mm-hmm.
and he loves it.
Mm-hmm.
He is so involved with so many things there,
yeah.
environmentally and so forth.
The biggest problem we have is there's too many places selling, you know, fancy custom lattes. You know, they're driving the prices down.
I know, but he loves his coffee.
Oh, it's everywhere. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, Portland and Seattle are literally world famous for all the coffee joints we've got. And Portland also, I don't know if this is true post-COVID, but pre-COVID, we're the only city in the world with more strip joints than churches. That appears to have flipped out your phone, Sean. Sean, anyhow, I got to move along. I got to run. Thank you for the call. June in Seattle. Hey, June, what's on your mind today?
Good afternoon, Tom. I'm a first-time caller and a supporter of the radio station here, KBCS.
Great.
I wanted to thank you because you're a hardworking person, you're intelligent, and I appreciate your history. I'm not going to talk on and on, but I do want to mention that Adam Smith is running for Congress in Seattle, and opposing him is Kashama Sawant, and she is a working candidate. She served 10 years in Seattle in the city
council. I'm familiar with her. She's been on the program a couple of times. She's a good, solid progressive. Hey,
candidate.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting primary.
Can I just say a few more things? So she led a fight to win the nation's current highest minimum wage at $20.76. She won the Amazon tax where hundreds of millions of annually went for affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
She also won a historic measure for renters' rights, for example, a $10 cap on late rent fees, a ban on winter evictions, and a six-month notice for rent increases.
Yeah.
Okay, briefly, one more thing. Adam Smith has received nearly $1 million from the health industry. He voted to establish ICE and sent billions to fund the genocide in Gaza. His biggest donor last year is pro-genocidal AIPAC. So, Tom, would you please invite Kashama Sawant on your show to speak?
No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to get into the middle of a primary fight. And he came out today and took a very anti-AIPAC position, you know, saying we need to cut off funding to Israel. So we'll see. We'll see. But June, thanks for the call. And that's going to be a hell of a primary. Yeah, I don't even want to speculate on where it's going to go because it's not my district. 44 and a half minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls right after this. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with you. Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince, and I love them. I find them affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe and have held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's Quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom.
No fear here, just monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. This October, the only thing creeping near your bed is a deal too good to miss. We custom make every mattress so you know exactly what's inside. No tricks, just treats. Save hundreds on mattresses, foundations, headboards, sheets, and more. Monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Upgrade your bedroom and unleash the sleep of your dreams. American made, locally crafted, Verlo. Hurry in before these monster savings vanish. Verlo Mattress of Madison.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates, and the comeback that's being helped along by solar farms. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Welcome back. 49 minutes past the hour. Picking up the calls here. Matt in Chicago. Hey, Matt, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Just a couple of points of disagreement. One, I don't think that Donald Trump needs a plan B with regards to air traffic controllers. I mean, in my opinion, he's doing his job of destroying the economy on behalf of Putin.
Well, it could be. I mean, they did back him down, though, in 2019.
Well, he's got different vigor now. And and then the other thing, you know, while we're on the subject of puppets, I do think that he pressured Kennedy to resign or retire, but I think the Federalist Society is the one pulling the strings on Supreme Court justices. And so it wouldn't surprise me at all if you know, Alito and Thomas resigned so that he could actually appoint the next two.
It's a possibility. I don't think it's the Federalist Society as much as it is Leonard Leo. He's got $1.5 billion now. He is now the force in that arena.
Yeah, you may be right.
And I don't have any idea what his opinion on this is. But, you know, if I was him, I would be saying, you know, these guys are in their 70s, you know, and we've got a Republican in the White House. Let's move them out and let's get some people in their 30s in here who are just, you know, the Russell vote types, you know, all the Russells, I think, in his 50s. But you get my point, you know, that kind of that perspective. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not arguing with you, Matt.
All right, so we agree to agree.
Okay, Matt, thanks a lot for the call.
All
good
right.
Talking to you. Joe in Chicago. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
Well, it's been ongoing for about 2 months.
Joe, I'm having a hard time hearing you. You need to get your mouth next to your microphone. You can keep the phone on speaker, but just put it right up to your mouth.
Now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, just the last 2 months has made me absolutely nauseous and sick with my head exploding, watching the Democrats with this great big zeal trying to get the Epstein files released, when that should have been done long before the election, as soon as Trump announced he was running indefinitely when the Supreme Court came out with the immunity ruling. The Democrats sort of broke down Biden's doors, insisted he fire Garland and put somebody in that would release that file, the unredacted Mueller report, and any other investigative reports showing.
No, I get all that, Joe. And if we all had time machines, wouldn't it be great? By the way, it's not making you nauseous, I'm guessing, because nauseous means sickening to look at. I think you mean nauseated, which is sick to your stomach, right?
Oh, that would be a better word.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. I forgive me for being the word police here, but that's one of my bugaboos.
But it's just that energy should have been done. And it was clear, and they didn't do it. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, you know, Schumer shutting the government down now. Great. But he's lost so much more trust and confidence.
But Schumer didn't shut the government down. John Thune did.
Not doing it 6 months ago. What's that?
Schumer didn't shut the government down. John Thune did. John Thune could pass a resolution with 50 votes today to open the government again. All he'd have to do is say, you know, we're making a one-time exception to the filibuster for this continuing resolution. They do it routinely for federal judges. They do it routinely for Trump appointees. The Democrats tried to do it for the For the People Act, and, you know, they weren't successful because Manchin and Sinema stabbed us in the back. But it only takes 50 votes to reopen the government in the Senate. That's all it takes. All this 60-vote stuff, this is all theater.
I understand that, but he didn't make that move in March when the majority of people in the elected office want him to do that.
I know.
And you lose confidence. You don't get it back that easily.
Yeah. Well, I think the Democrats are staying. By the way, MSNBC is reporting that air traffic controllers TSA employees start at $34,000 a year. These people cannot, $34,000 a year, you cannot afford to miss a paycheck. That's crazy. Joe, thanks for the call. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Tom, there's another side story to Trump's shutdown in 2018, 2019 that he caused for 35 days.
Right. Right after Christmas,
remember,
in fact.
Right. Almost through January, mm-hmm. 35 days. The Democrats won the election in 2018, they won the House back. And, remember, the Republicans had not even allocated money for the wall either. So he was preemptively shutting the government down to threaten the Democrats that he won't open it up until they provide money for the wall. They want the Democrats to do it, even though the Republicans didn't. Well, remember the year before, 2017, that Trump signed the big tax cut, and he had to do it right around Christmas time, so it applied to the 2018 tax year. You recall?
Yep, I do.
Okay. So then right away, they were showing Fox and News, and they were showing people saying, oh, I'm having so much. I'm already seeing more money in my paycheck. Thank you, President Trump. And I started thinking, well, how could that be? You wouldn't know your tax, how much you got.
They actually changed the withholding schedule, didn't they?
That's exactly right. So they changed the withholding table and withheld less, but in some cases, much too.
Right. People ended up with big tax bills at the end of the year because Trump had messed with the withholding table so that he could get a good story on Fox News.
Right. And then he said, oh, well, that wasn't anybody's fault. So he said, if you pay your taxes by January 15th, which I don't know how you do that. You wouldn't even have any of your taxes. But if you pay your taxes by January 15th of 2019, you won't be subject to the penalty.
Right.
But he shut down the government and the IRS was closed. So
it didn't matter. Pay your taxes.
Ended up having to pay the penalty anyway.
Oh yeah.
And they didn't realize their tax cut. Because
and here's the problem with this, Paul. That is a sufficiently complex story that 99% of Americans will never understand it. I mean, it'll never be told, first of all. I mean, you did a great job, right here on this program. But generally speaking, you know, an awful lot of the really awful stuff that Trump does, he does in those areas where there's enough complexity or ambiguity that it can't be turned into a bumper sticker or a campaign slogan, but it does real damage.
And enough people that actually whatever they would have gotten in a tax cut actually ended up having paid back in the subject in the fine.
Mm-hmm.
They can tell their friends maybe, but that doesn't get out in the public enough. They tell their friends and family,
and the media never picked
really
it up.
Not enough.
You know, I recall reading about it in the Guardian, if I'm remembering right. I mean, it's been a few years, but yeah.
Well, and that tax cut, by the way, I went to a luncheon with a tax attorney luncheon, and there were so many. It was like reading a cross proposal that says, you know, C1 across and one across says C1 down. You can't get
it was full. It was full of loopholes. Paul, I got to run. I'm sorry. Thanks for the call. And thanks for being with us today. Don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag. October 18 is coming up soon. Get ready. Have a great afternoon. I'll catch up with you tomorrow. Stay safe. Be good to yourself and the people around you.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming. They have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a Knock Box, the next of kin box. The Knock Box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a Knock Box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's NOKBox.com. NOKBOX.com. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
Fall is in the air, and there's no better place to enjoy it than at Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie. Cozy up inside for some spirits, 48 beers on tap, and THC drinks. Choose from a wide selection of their warm pastas, 12-hour smoked pulled pork, and of course, their pizzas. Voted Best of Madison, Sugar River Pizza is known for great food, great drinks, and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. Located on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie, they also offer catering. Sugar River Pizza, where fall feels like home.
There's nothing quite like the perfect fit. And at Allure Intimate Apparel, that's exactly what they deliver. Their expert team offers one-on-one bra fittings in a graceful, no-pressure environment that celebrates every silhouette.
It's luxury tailored to real life, where confidence is never compromised. Experience a new standard of personal attention with timeless style and a fit that flatters at every angle. Visit their brand new location at the Hilldale Shopping Center. Visit AllureFits.com.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The government shutdown continuing for at least another day. The Senate failing to pass a stopgap measure today. Republicans not willing to negotiate yet with Democrats, they say, on calls to restore Medicaid benefits and extend premium subsidies for the Affordable Care Act. Here's ABC's Jay O'Brien.
We have heard Republicans soften in recent days, saying that they do believe that issue is one that should be taken up. And even some Republicans have gone further than that. Marjorie Taylor Greene has broken with the president and Speaker Johnson, saying that she believes Republicans should take up this issue now, and she is deeply concerned about the expiration of these Obamacare tax credits. While she says she's no fan of the law itself, she believes it would negatively impact her constituents, even her children.
Former FBI Director James Comey entered a plea of not guilty today at a hearing he's charged with lying to Congress during testimony in 2020. Comey's attorneys say they'll push to dismiss the case. On Wall Street, stocks are up this hour. This is ABC News.